discussing the pastimes of the demigods, Prachalba or Krishna consciousness. It depends on what is our objective and in what context those events have happened. See, for example, even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there may be some pastimes of the demigods, but they are in the overall framework of helping us to understand the practice of devotional service. So in general, if those pastimes are helping us to understand the principles of devotional service, the philosophy or the principles of devotional service, then they are certainly not prachalpa. They are actually a part of bhakti. So for example, in the Bhagavatam, there is in the fourth canto, there is a pastime of Shiva and Daksha Prajapati. So in that pastime, Lord Vishnu doesn't come in very prominently. But the whole idea is that Daksha commits a Vaishnava aparadha to Shiva and he has to suffer over there. So Lord Shiva is a great devotee. So this is a pastime with the center is Shiva and Sati and Daksha. Vishnu is not there, but this is not Prajalpa. This is right in the Bhagavatam, which is Amala Purana. And that is illustrating the principles of pure devotional service, the principle of one should not commit offenses to devotees. So if the pastimes are overall illustrating the principles of devotional service, then they are actually a practice of devotional service only. And there are other pastimes which actually, whether they are in the Puranas or not, because India is a place where so many stories keep coming up, and not all of them are of equal authenticity. So in general, we should always check whether the pastimes are given in the scriptures and whether they are illustrating the principles of devotional service. If these two are true, if they are given, they are scriptural and they are illustrative of the principles of devotional service, then we can surely discuss them. And in fact, we do discuss them many times. Does that answer the question?
Yes.